see the department representatives as well as our guests present. We are welcoming you to this Portfolio Committee of Labour meeting for today, the 2nd of May 2018. We have our proposed agenda in front of us. We'll request the committee secretary to take us through the agenda as well as the apologies. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and good morning to the members, and good morning to our guests here. The agenda for today, Wednesday, the 2nd of May, is as follows. We'll receive apologies and then adoption of the agenda and engagement with the South African Grooms Association, Racehorse Groomers, and then it will be the consideration of outstanding draft minutes of March. We only went up until March. We still have outstanding minutes of April, Chair, which I didn't want to put all of them together in this meeting. Maybe on our next meeting we'll go for April, and then it will be closure, Chair. Thank you very much. I have received only 4 apologies. Mr. Pagrame, Mr. Kawama, Mr. Muteka, and Ms. Teko. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sakasa. There we have it, Honourable Members, the proposed agenda in front of us. Please take note, Honourable Members, that on our programme we've identified today to have a possible adoption of our budget report, but it's not yet ready because of the absence of the content advisor. He's currently ill. So that's why we don't have it ready. So we're going to proceed with the matters as outlined. Do we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Honourable Tongwani move. Honourable America second. Thank you very much. So there we have it. We are moving. And we'll give over to Mr. Simoto from the Racehorse Groomers. The floor is yours, sir, with your presentation. Thank you very much. You are welcome.
Okay, thank you, Miriam. I thank you, madam, by calling us as a grooms in South Africa, in the horse racing industry, as a people who are having a big problem on that industry. Now, I try to draft this submission, even though I think my English somehow is bad, but you can just think yourself what I was trying to say. Yeah. Actually, this problem of the Grooms Association, it was started on many years ago, but because of we are not educated in that industry and we don't know our rights somehow, now at the end someone advised us we must approach the Minister of Trade and Industry, all of that. Now, that is where now I'm going to start what we've been approached with the minister. The South African Grooms has been tried to recognize within the South African horse racing industry since 2011. As I said, that we started on 2011 to engage the minister. The reason of this recognition agreement was due to the fact that the people who are working in this sector as a grooms, their rights are being violated and they are not treated as same way as other stakeholders working in that industry. We approached the Department of Trade and Industry to intervene in this matter at the time the DTI referred the matter to the National Gambling Board to look out the reason of refusal of the industry to not recognize our association as one of the stakeholders in the industry. The National Gambling Board took this case to the National Horse Racing Authority, which is a regulator within the horse racing industry. We discussed this matter from 2011, and the National Horse Racing Authority promised to sign the recognition agreement, but subsequently refused to cooperate with the National Gambling Board regarding signing recognition during our meetings, giving us lame excuse. After the facilitation process, the Indus agreed to recognize us as an official, like other stakeholders in the industry. In this industry, we are divided into different categories, such as in the industry has been Breeders Association. These are the people who bred these horses. Then the Owners Association. These are the people who buy these horses and own them. And then they are trained. They train and race in the industry. Then there are Trainers Association. These are the people who train these horses, which are all being recognized. We also have the Jockeys Association. These are the people who ride the horses on race that the horse run in. The South African Grooms Association, these are the people who tame, train, clean, feed, and care everything on these horses, but the association does not have a say in as far as their rights and requirements are concerned. We were of the view that forming our association, our voice will be heard by the industry, like other association of, and we will bear fruit for the marginalized and historical disadvantaged individual of this industry, especially the grooms. All these above association voice their dissatisfaction and requirements through the National Horse Racing Authority process, and they are recognized and respected. After the facilitator process, they agreed to recognize in writing, but practically they are not recognized as only South African Grooms Association, which is not respected like others, even though we recognize official by the National Horse Racing Authority. We are admitted in the industry to the Liaison Committee, where all associations sit and discuss the issues that need to be taken care of. We put forward our complaints. The Liaison Committee never took us seriously. They laugh all our demands as a joke, constantly when we raise our complaint. We then decided to excuse ourselves from the Liaison Committee as it was not willing to resolve or even listen to our complaints. After we gave up the Liaison Committee, we submitted a report to the DTI, explain our dissatisfaction with the way our complaints were handled by the Liaison Committee. After we submitted our dissatisfaction to the minister, the way of handling our complaint by the industry, the minister considered that this industry need more intervention of government because there are lots of misadministration, special lack of special lack of development, and undermine the Labour Relations Act and basic condition. The minister decided to draft the national gambling policy, whereby everybody have to follow the policy to conduct this industry. The process to draft the national gambling policy was done procedural, and the draft was given to us to view it. We were satisfied and happy with the gambling policy, as it deals with the most of the complaints of South African Grooms Association are experiencing. The policy now takes forever to be released, as if it is not a matter of emergency. Since 2013 up until now, also according to the minister of the DTI, he doesn't know when the policy will be released. He told us about that could be a year, because it needs to via to the certain platforms like the National Assembly, to the Provincial Council, but all along the grooms are continuing victimized by the industry. The grooms, on the other hand, are deprived of their rights as human beings, because there is no development to convert those other spheres within the industry, and the working conditions are very bad. The rest of the employers in the industry, the trainers, they are not registered in their business from CIPRO and from the Department of Labor. You will find out that when he fires you as a groom, or you injured at work, you die, you can't get your UIF, COIDA, because he's not appearing from the Department of Labor as an employer, even though you work for him more than 10 years. You also lose your UIF and benefits as a worker. The employer continuously employ illegal immigrants, and the people who does not have even an ID, and the people who are under age of 18, it is very high inequality in the industry, and treating different black person from white person, no matter both are qualified and doing the same job, but the payment of whites is more different than the black. Here is the evidence. Number one, if you are a white jockey, ride a horse at racing, the payment for winning jockey is getting 10% from the stake. If the black is riding a horse at the racing, the payment for winning groom, winning rider is getting fixed amount that is less than 3,000 rand, whereas the white jockey is getting more than 8,000. All members of grooms are the black people in the industry, and we are more than 2,000 countrywide, and continual. We ask to the industry for funding for our association. They refuse, whereas these above association are getting funded yearly, including outside companies are getting funded more than 2 million, but we getting nothing, whereas we are the one of the stakeholders in the industry and developing the industry. Number four, even myself, I fought for a security contract because of I do qualify specially to the BEE. Remember, we are two companies who doing that service of the security. One is owned by the white person. Out of four sites in the industry, I awarded one site. The white person awarded three sites. Remember that this white person was given this contract from 2002 up until now. But as far as we know, the Constitution says equal opportunity and payment is the same job as we do right now in this security services. Let me tell you something, Chair. It is difficult to solve this matter in this industry because whatever they are doing to us, they know exactly we are wasting our time because they are eating with the government people, especially those who in the higher rank to the government. Some of them are the ministers. Number one, Jeff Radebe, he is owning a horse in the industry, and he attending the big races, big event, every time. But he never questioned anything about the role of the groom in the industry and the employment and the beneficiation. Secondly, the time Uzweli Mkhize, he was a premier in KZN, and he was also appointed to responsible for the development in the horse racing industry in KZN, but he never questioned anything about the role of the groom in the industry, employment and the beneficiation. Belinda's court of the finance MEC in KZN, and she is appointed to be responsible for the development in the horse racing in KZN for more than 3 years. But she never questioned anything about the role of the groom and the employment, beneficiation. For Willis Mthunu, the premier of KZN, is currently responsible for the development in the horse racing industry, but he is not questioning anything about the role of the groom, employment, etc. Baba, and I don't know how to pronounce, Baba Grace, she is currently MEC of finance in Gauteng. She is responsible for the development in the horse racing industry. She never questioned anything about the groom, even herself. We also reported this situation to the public protector. She decided to do the investigation whole industry because there are too much corruption there and lots of people are benefiting unduly. There are lots of misadministration. Here is a proof. Public protector is going to do the investigation because of she saw the treatment of the grooms is not acceptable. That proof is attachment of these documents. The National Horse Racing Authority is not care about anything wrong. What is happening to the grooms? For instance, the grooms who passed away was felled from the horse. The employer never followed the Labor Relations Act during his employment. Now the wife and the children for that deceased is eating with dustbin. The National Horse Racing Authority, they keep quiet. They not do any investigation about what is going to happen about that deceased. the South African Grooms Association require the gambling policy be released immediately, because the grooms are still living in the pre-1994 era. The resolution for this matter, you as a department may make a suggestion to the Minister of Trade and Industry to release that national gambling policy as soon as possible, because there is no other alternative to resolve this, to solve this matter. Even the public protector is going to difficult to get a solution without releasing of this gambling policy, because the gambling policy is bind all the stakeholders within the industry to be ruled by the single legislation. Also, we're asking you to arrange an urgent meeting between South African Grooms Association and the National Horse Racing together with your department, because we cannot wait for the National Gambling Police and the Public Protector. There are some issues that are very urgent, need your department to attend them immediately, such as the grooms are keeping dying, living with their horses on their hostel, and others living outside the hostel. There is a proof of which is I sent it to the chair with a via to the cell phone DVD to show the grooms are living outside the hostel. The inspector of the Department of Labor tried her best to approach the National Horse Racing Authority regarding our complaints, but the National Horse Racing Authority ignore number of occasions. Here is the proof, the proof that the inspector tried to attend our complaint. Chair, I really do not understand why the government is look like have no powers to help us in this situation, because if you looking from the beginning of the Minister of DTI to appoint a facilitator for us and the industry, it was not necessary. He should force the industry to sign a recognition agreement instead of wasting the taxpayers' money. Chair, let me tell you, the delay of releasing this national gambling policy is very suspicious to us, because of everybody investing their own money in the horse racing industry, especially the government people. Our belief is that the government should take its responsibility about this situation, because this industry is got funded by the gambling boards. That is the government institution, in other words. For an example, in Cape Town, the horse racing industry in Cape Town is funded by the gambling boards, in other words, by the government, more than 15 million per year. In Gauteng, get funded by the government, the horse racing industry in Gauteng, more than 50 million per year. In KZN, more than 40 million. In Kimberley, more than 9 million. In Eastern Cape, more than 100 million per year. The purpose for the gambling boards to fund this industry is to develop the horse racing industry for especially the historical disadvantage. And when we report these complaints to the gambling boards for the lack of development for the industry, no one from the gambling boards who interesting to investigate the matter, because they are eating together. The grooms most suffer, whereas they should benefited like other people. Another important note, it is that as far as we know, the grooms, the formation of the SASCOC it is to make sure the development within the sport. But more than 10 years, Gideon Sam himself, he's involved in the horse racing industry. Worse and worse, he is one of the members of the trustees and investing his money there. And he is never questioning anything about the role of the groom, the role of the employment, the beneficiation. One of the organization in South Africa, the one of the political organizations in South Africa, that is the DA, was trying to sympathetic for the grooms on that situation, and they tried to help us, but they failed because they have no powers. Currently, the ESF is trying to help us on that situation, but I know that they are going to fail. But because they are going to fail, that they have no powers to intervene. Only the government who does have the powers to help us, but no one who helping us really. We hope this situation, we might get assistance, but I am telling you, it is difficult because there are government people, the ministers, and the government institutions that are involved in that corruption. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simoto. Members, there we have it. Can we now turn? Honorable Martin.
Thank you very much for your contribution, Mr. Simoto. What will be important to know is the latest response that you've had from the Department of Trade and Industry, from Minister Rob Davids's office, because there's a process that you've been following there. So we would need to know how far that process has gone for anybody to be able to intervene there and say, what have you done? You have approached many people to assist in this matter. We have your written contribution here, but it will, however, be important to know how far you've gone with the Department of Trade and Industry.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we allow the other members to then you can respond, just make a note of that. Do we have other questions of clarity? The Honourable America and then the Honourable Mashile.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Mr. Simoto. One of the things that you want us to do, you raised the signing of the recognition agreement. It hasn't been signed yet. Unfortunately, this committee has no power to compel any employer to sign recognition agreement with employee organizations. That is an internal matter that needs to be negotiated internally. Then you raise also a number of issues in your submission of unfair treatment in terms of the security contract, in terms of the payment of grooms who participate in races, and other unfair treatments within. Have you considered taking those matters to your members, take it up with the trade union, or secondly, raise it with your labor inspectors, and thirdly, have taken these unfair labor practices to the CCMA? I don't know. Maybe you can give us more information on that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honourable America, the Honourable Mashile. Can you? Are you going to forget? Okay, now let's give him now the opportunity to respond, and then we can follow with the other question. You can respond on the two questions.
No, I think it was not a question. It was is just going to approach the minister, something like that. It was not a question, no.
No, he indicated, he asked, what have you recently done in terms of the correspondence with the department? Because you are mentioning in your presentation as far back as 2013.
Yes, okay.
But what have you recently done?
Yes, no. We just keep phoning them. They are saying we must wait. That is what we... There is no return something, there is nothing. I think Mr. Davis, he wrote the letter to me, I forgot it now, I think it was July last year. He told me it's going to be a year's Amasan Bihari, because there are a lot of platforms supposed to go to National Assembly, as I said, National Council, something like that. But you know exactly what is the problem in the industry, because even himself, before he arranged the facilitator to engage with us, all the stakeholders of the industry, he called all of them. We were on the portfolio committee of the DTI. We were busy debating on that time there. I mean, he knows exactly what is the problem himself. That is why he decided to form the facilitator to let us agree each other. Then the facilitation process was done. To come to your question, no, the recognition agreement was signed already. It's not something must be discussed to sign it. We already signed it. Remember, this is an association, it's not a union. Now we have no powers to go to CCMA, whatever. You see, I mean, that fair, unfair treatment, we also reported to the Department of Labor inspector. As you see, the attachment, there is an inspector was appointed by the Cape Town. Our main complaint to that inspector, when we're going to racing, we just put on the, I think it's a 1 meter from, like so, it's a track with the groom. There is no air you can, if the track is, it must be fall off. There are a lot of tracks they use to fall off, and then the grooms can die, everything. The grooms are not insured by the employer, something like that. You know, we are not safe. We reported that matter to the Department of Labor. Now the Department of Labor appointed that inspector to go there to check those tracks, everything. Now the inspector used to communicate with a regulator in the horse racing industry, that is the National Horse Racing Authority. But they're not answering her. They don't care about what he's complaining. If you see even his recommendation, she saw that situation. We are not allowed to stay with the horse from here up and from Cape Town to Durban, 24 hours. And you're standing, the horse is here. And then you remember the sickness of the horse. If the track can fell off, there is no way out. If the track is burning, there's no way out, you see.
Thank you. Honorable Mashile.
Chairperson, I think the presentation, I think it has been a lot more much clearer that we may need to talk to ourselves how do we take this thing forward. But the only one thing that I just wanted to check is that the grouping of some 3,000 people or so says the groomers, now they are in the form of an association.
Yes.
Have you attempted to then lobby those members in association then to join a particular union so that then you can get the services of of the unions within your industry?
Yes, we try, by a number of occasions we try, but once we can join the union in that industry, you are fired before the union entering. Now that is why we just decided to depend to this national gambling police, because it's not just something like a union. If you join the union there, or you are trying to mobilize the grooms to join a union, you are fired immediately.
Chairperson, I think there should be a way for the groomers to be unionized in order for them to get the maximum benefits of the labor relations, whatever. But then, Chair, it's like as I've said before, it's because there are issues of the racism that is raising here. There are issues of just recognition. There are issues of benefits that are not accruing to them, which ordinarily must be accrued. Then there are issues of them working for employers that are not registered. And all these, of course, we may find some sort of recourse on some, but many of them may require them to be represented. They don't necessarily need to join, to mobilize for the union. If some union approaches them and speak on their behalf, and then they should be protected to a certain extent. That firing is happening because in the form of a threat. Yes, they just simply threatening you, but if a recognized union then make inroads in that industry and get registered in the industry and represent you, there's no way that those things can happen. But probably there is a process that may be required that you must be undertaken for you to have a voice in the industry. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Mashile. I hope all of us has the correspondence in terms of concerns about working conditions within the horse racing industry. We find there's a correspondence between, it seems as if it's there's Fundiswa Matutu and the Department of Labor in terms of concerns about working conditions within the horse racing industry, dating as far back as 31st of January 2017. I think members, for us to effectively deal with the situation, we know that some of the issues that has been raised is not does not form part of the competency of the Department of Labor and its entities. It's strictly forming part of the competencies of the Department of Trade and Industry. But I think we need to allow ourselves as members to properly digest these issues and clearly pave a way forward. So I would like to suggest that we acknowledge or thank Mr. Samoto for the presentation that he's given, and then leave it in the hands of the department of the Portfolio Committee of Labour for us to digest it and pave a way forward. And we have your contact details. Then we'll come back to you in terms of what we can do and how best the situation can be resolved in terms of the issues that's relating to our portfolio committee. And maybe when we are going to discuss it further as the members of the portfolio committee, we might even have a way forward in terms of how best can we try and assist you to re-emphasize the issues that's relating to the Department of Trade and Industry. But for now, I think we can't be in a position to promise you on how we're going to approach this matter. But we want to thank you for making yourself available to come and discuss with us your issues. And I know that you've made a presentation to the Department of Trade and Industry, and there were issues, mainly the main issues that you've raised that time, related to basic conditions of employment as well as the labor relations issues. And I think for now we're just going to note that and give over to the committee when they are alone to discuss it on how best we're going to take further. But we'll be in contact with you. If you have anything else, members, to add before we release Mr. So.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Actually, ma'am, the time I'm drafting this presentation, I know some of the issues are not belong to department. I'm just exposing the situation, what is the situation there. I know that some of the issues are belong to the DTI. Even Lunga Yengen, he was a part of the, she knows this thing from last year, and then she was the one who was participated on the meeting of the portfolio committee of a DTI. She suggested that this thing is very huge problem. Now the Department of Labor can do nothing except this national gambling policy to be released. Even yourself, if you can Google it, you can speak to the Department of Trade and Industry to give you that draft, you will see that part of is talking about the horse racing industry. It's covered everything. All these problems is covered there. The only problem now we have, we don't get a communication from the office of the minister, what is going to happen, how far, and we are afraid that, special next day is an election, nobody can be care sometime this year about this thing, and the situation is continual, bad.
No, we are very sorry for your current situation that you are finding yourself in as the groomers, but from our side, we are committing to look into the issues that's relating of to the Department of Labor, because we've seen also in terms of the correspondence that you had, there are issues that's not being attended to, and we can commit to follow that up with the Department of Labor. But the rest we are going to agree on as the portfolio committee members on how best to move forward. But thank you very much for your presentation and the time that you've had. And we surely be going to be in contact with you via the committee secretary, Mr. Sakasa. Thank you very much, sir. I think, members, we're going to release Mr. Simoto at this time, and then we going to discuss it further as the portfolio committee members. Can we have 2 minutes stretch break, please? I think we can resume, honourable members. We've asked our clarity-seeking questions to Mr. Simoto. I think we need a proper resolution in terms of how we're going to move forward with this issue. One being to follow up with the department in terms of this attachment with regards to the concerns about the working conditions within the horse racing industry, maybe to follow it up via the DG to properly investigate this issue and come back to the portfolio committee with a proper report. And maybe as a second issue, to follow up with the Department of Trade and Industry, so that although we know it's not our competency, maybe formally raise the matters as being raised by Mr. Somoto and request them to give us some feedback on how far this issue is, so that we can give the feedback to Mr. Somoto. I don't know. I'll give over to you, Honourable Members.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may. Well, it's rather simply for the groomers and what they endure. My belief is that these are all matters that they've raised of mutual interest that we as committed can't resolve. They need to use the collective power. I don't know. Honourable Sheila asked if they have reached out to trade unions. And certainly there are matters such as occupational health and safety issues that need to be dealt with, and that's what our inspectors can deal with. But in terms of the unfair labour practices that occur, they have access to the CCMA and they need to use those structures. And I think that they need to test their collective strength against the employer. But one recognizes also it's a very difficult industry for groomers, because often they work for a single employer who is the racehorse owner and not a company that we know in the traditional sense of the word. So I suppose, I don't know what we can do other than getting our inspectors to investigate these unhygienic, unsafe transport, other occupational health and safety matters within the industry. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honourable America. Honourable Tongwane.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm thinking within our busy schedule as the Portfolio Committee on Labour, we must find a day on which we will visit the horse racing industry so that we can be able to find some things out on our own. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Honourable Tongwane. Do we have any other input? The Honourable Njobo, then the Honourable Mashile. There's been a proposal by the Honourable Tongwane.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm seconding Honourable Tongwane, but I don't know our program in terms of our oversight.
Thank you, Honourable Njobo. The Honourable Mashile and then the Honourable America.
The Chairperson, the issue of visiting the, I think our researchers can do some work where the area where we can make maximum impact of that site visit. But then the other thing as well was, I did not hear your proposal 100%, but I thought that I heard that you were asking that the department should give us some sort of a report or that. But then I think for us to be in charge of the process, then we should also determine a date where the department will be invited to come and an account on this particular matter, and also even invite the DTI, both the labor and DTI, to come and account on this. Then we are sure on a date on which they are going to speak to this. Otherwise, then a report, they may sit with it until we make some other noise, and then they decide to send it at their own time. To be in charge, and then it's really just to determine a date, invite them, and ask them that we need, we send them this document, and ask them to report on these particular things. Then possibly they should do something before any other problems arise. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'm not really in favor of us having to do an on-site inspection to acquaint ourselves with the employment conditions ourselves. The question is, who do we speak to? We can take a walkabout around the stables, but who do we speak to? Sometimes those owners are not there. The grooms are fairly separated from the owners. If we need to engage with these employers, we need to engage through their association. But I want to caution us that it is regrettable that employees are subjected to some of these labor conditions, and so are there many other employees out there, that we not become emotional in terms of having overly sympathy for a particular set of employees as opposed to the many out there. This is a very good presentation from Mr. Simoto. They set out clearly, and they provided lots of evidence to you that we don't have, or to the committee. And very succinctly they set out the frustrations, the issues that concern them. It doesn't require us to go do an in-local inspection. The inspectors need to do their work. We can ask the department to send out inspectors. And then, as part of what Honorable Mashili was saying, that we asked the department to respond to some of these issues, and then we know where we stand. But I don't think because lots of these things are internal matters that they have to sort out, that we as a committee shouldn't become involved in. Therefore, I am not inclined to support the view that we must do an inspection there. There are lots of other places we can do inspections. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable America. Honorable Martin.
Chair, the other issue that we have to be cautious about, a number of allegations are made against people there, you see. So it's within the right of the presenter to make any allegation, but if you allege, you must also provide some quantum of proof. Otherwise, people will say that names are being bandied and smeared. So it's just to, in our engagement with the gentleman, to say that you have made serious allegations in regard to a number of people, that for people to be able to look at these things, you must provide some measure of proof.
No, I indeed agree with you, Honorable Martens, and that's why I didn't even want to venture into that area, because he said that he attached something about the public protector, and I don't see the attachment, Mr. Sakasa, so there's nothing here that I see in terms of the bio. I thought that that's going to cover the allegations that has been made, but now I saw there's nothing here. So we have to be clear and specific to him as well that we have two proposals on the table, the one that we should do an oversight visit. But members, I want to highlight to you that in this term we are strictly going to deal with legislation. There's no provision being made for any oversight visits. So we'll probably, most probably, will be able to deal with oversight in the last term of this year. But we are not sure how the program of Parliament would look like. So I think in the absence of any provision, we can park that issue for now. So we focus on dealing with that matter administratively as being suggested by the Honourable Mashile and seconded by the Honourable America, that we liaise with the Department of Trade and Industry and also with the Department of Labour and ask them for a report for now that we can, what is the date today? It's the 2nd of May. So can we allow them a month to report back to us? Because we have our recess, or we have a committee week, the last, on that week of the 13th of June, we have a committee week. So I would suggest that we request them to report back to the committee via written report within a month's time, and then we can scrutinize the report and see if the need is there to personally call them in, maybe during that week of the 13th of June before we arise as Parliament. I think that would be the best approach. I saw heads nodding, so can that be our way forward on how we're going to deal with that issue?
I agree, ma'am.
Agree.
Okay, majority view, or we are in agreement, all of us. That's the way we just, on Mr. Sakasa, that's the way we're going to deal with it. So we will request the members, as soon as we receive the reports from the Trade and Industry as well as from the Department of Labour, that we look through the report and see if the need arise, make proposals or respond to it via the committee secretary in order for us to slot it in for possible committee presentations during the week before we rise during our committee week. So that's how we deal with that matter, and the matter is then closed for now. The next item on the agenda is the consideration of outstanding draft minutes. We've received the minutes during the course of the past few weeks. We are starting on the 14th of March. We're going page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, any amendments? Can we have a mover and a seconder for adoption of that minute? The Honourable Njobo is moving. The Honourable America is seconding. Adopted. Tuesday, 20th of March. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Any amendments? Can we have then a mover and a seconder? The Honourable Tongwani is moving. The Honourable Mjobo is seconding. We are going to the 22nd of March.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mashile?
I'm not sure. I'm just looking at the minutes of the 20th, because I was not existing, but I'm appearing on apologies. I think on this meeting date, I think I was not existing. I'm not sure how it arose, because on the meeting of the 23rd, and then there is proof that I was not existing. In the committee.
Yes. Yes. You were 86.
What happened on the 23rd? Okay.
Can you go through your personal records, because you've apologized for that meeting? You were 86, but you were not in that meeting. You apologized. So we go to the 22nd. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, any amendments?
No.
Honorable America is moving, Honorable Mjobo is seconding. March 23rd. There's no mention of the Honorable Mashile there. Oh, it was when you were 80 feet out again. For now, you are a co-opted member.
So he has been 86 in again.
He's out. He's out as we speak. He's a visiting professor.
Welcome, Your Excellency.
Okay, we're on page 1. Page 2. Page 3, any amendments? Can we have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Tongwani is moving, the Honorable America is seconding. Then the 27th of March. There, Honorable Mashile is appearing. On page 1. Page, yes, Honorable Mjobo.
Thank you, Chair. On page 1, the issue of Kurai, is it still an alternate member, a permanent member?
Yeah, he's still not an 80 seat as a permanent member, so for now he's still an alternate. Page 2. Page 3. Can we then have a mover and a seconder? No amendments. Honorable Jobo moving. Honorable America is seconding. 28th of March. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Any amendments? The Honorable Martens is moving. Do we have a seconder? The Honorable America is seconding. Honorable Mashile?
Paragraph 1.
I saw that one.
Paragraph 1. Right in the middle.
I saw that one, Honorable Mashile. The acting chairperson formally acknowledged the presence of new member, Mr. Mashile. new member to the portfolio committee. No, by then you were ADC'd. By then you were ADC'd in. So the minutes of April will reflect you as going out again. Okay? Did we have a move in a second? Yeah, Honorable Martin, second, and by Honorable America. There we have it, Honorable Members. So that takes us to the last item on our agenda. Taking into consideration, Honorable Members, before we close it, we are still going to meet on Friday, the 4th, 9:30 sharp, where we're going to deal with the budget report, and we're also going to start with a clause by clause on our draft bills that's in front of the committee. Please also take note, Honorable Members, that the A and B bills have been forwarded to all the members, so we would advise the members to go through it and look at it so that when we come back on Friday, then we'll be able to engage in terms of the inputs that we've made to the redrafters. With that taking into consideration, I would like to formally adjourn this meeting. Meeting closed. Thank you.
Chair, you are closing the meeting with tea.
Yes. That